Since the dawn of the 21st century, scientific discovery has rushed forward at lightning speed. Genetics, physics, computerized technologies, robotics, virtual reality. Join Derek and Sharon Gilbert as they uncover the truths behind this ultimate scientific deception. Get ready for Sci Friday.
There isn't a single flashlight app that isn't spying on you right now. Welcome to Sci Friday from Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. Joining us, our science advisor, my best friend, and the author of the brand new book, Realms of Stone, book 4 of the Red Wing Saga, Sharon K. Gilbert.
Hi, sweetie pie.
Hi, love.
I'm going to go shut off my phone right now.
Wise. That's a quote by the by John McAfee, who founded McAfee Security, the company that makes the antivirus software.
Well, and he would know.
Yeah, there are a lot of free apps out there, but I think the point is, if the app is free, it's not really free.
Well, that's there is no free lunch.
Yes.
There is no free lunch, and social media is included in that. So if we go into social media with the expectation of privacy, are you really that gullible?
Yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah. No, we are the product anymore. We are the product. And when it comes to the devices that we take for granted and have been using, we've been talking about this at conferences since 2011.
Since tickety-two.
Since back in the day. Dagnabbit.
You're just such an old codger, aren't you?
I am.
I love you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But there isn't anything out there that isn't tracking your data, because technocracy, the technocrats who want to bring us into a one world, a virtual babble, if not an actual babble, a one world government system, need all kinds of data that they can crunch and then use to justify controlling our lives.
Well, exactly.
Smart meters. Those little devices that the insurance companies mm-hmm. say, hey, track your driving habits and we'll give you a discount. What do you think they're doing with that data? It's not just making sure that you're safe. It's so they can track where you go, how much gasoline you use, what roads you drive on. And that data is being sliced, diced, turned into mounds and mounds of julienne fries, and then sold to the highest bidder.
Exactly. We're providing the julienne fries ourselves by being sliced and diced, and then we buy them.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're volunteering all this information. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that the CIA would have killed and probably... Well, I won't say
there's
50, 60 years ago, they wish they could have had this kind of...
There's an interesting term called psychographics.
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 It's, not demographics.
It's demographics taking a look at your psychology. And those of us who are on social media, how many of you have played a game on social media? How many of you
take free.
Surveys?
How
many of you take surveys? Find out your personality. Find out your hidden name. Find out what your name means. Has this game guess your age? I see those posts every day, taken by people who are, frankly, intelligent folks.
Sure.
And yet they are volunteering this information, and it's organizations like Cambridge Analytica that are running these little online applets and games in order to figure out how best to serve up the next ad.
Yeah, to serve man.
Yeah, exactly. That's what psychographics is.
Yeah. That's why the NSA built its huge data center out in Utah. And the irony, of course, is that when privacy advocates back 5 years ago were warning about this huge center in Utah that was going to save all of our data, the amount of data that is being generated through our online activity now is way more than the NSA can collect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's not to say that it's okay that they're doing it. I'm just saying that there's no way they can keep up with the flood of data that's out there. But we're volunteering so much because these games are fun. There are certain apps that are useful for personal security. Mm-hmm. You know, you can find where your child is by tracking their phone these days. But of course, that means somebody else. You know, there's a connection point between that phone and your phone. There's a connection somewhere. This data goes somewhere between the computer screen and the rest of the world.
If you picture it this way, that every time you upload a photo or something about yourself or your child does on social media, You may as well stick a sign in your front yard. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. The only difference is on social media, everybody has access to your front yard.
Right.
If in your real front yard, it's generally just your neighbors mm-hmm. who see it. Mm-hmm. But this is anybody and everybody has the potential to see it. And that includes organizations like Cambridge Analytica.
Right.
That one of the if you're not familiar with Cambridge Analytica, it has to do with the Donald Trump election.
Right.
But also with Brexit.
Yeah. It was a company formed from a parent organization called SCL Elections mm-hmm. in the UK. They were able to obtain data, Cambridge Analytica, mm-hmm. that is, from Facebook. And this is how this all came to light. And I'm convinced that it mainly came to light because Donald Trump actually won the election.
Well, probably. It was an app that was on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the first time Facebook has participated in electioneering.
No, not at all.
During the Obama election.
Right. A campaign official with the Obama campaign has come out within the last month or so and said, you know, Facebook let us essentially grab all of their data.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Cambridge Analytica is getting grilled by the government of the UK, or was grilled. A whistleblower there came out and testified before Parliament. Mark Zuckerberg recently had to testify mm-hmm. before the United States Congress. And again, I think it's because Trump wasn't supposed to win. And so now they're looking for heads that can roll. But the fact is, the Obama administration got access to even more information in this particular person who worked for the Obama campaign said, we were frankly surprised that they let us get away with it. And then we were told later when we met with Facebook officials that they let us do it because yeah. they were on our side.
Well, and Facebook is, they are telling Washington and also the people who, you and me,
mm-hmm.
that we're really sorry your data was used by Cambridge Analytica. Cambridge CA came to us and said, we want to install this game on your site. We want to, or this app on your site. We're going to use it to, and it's used all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook is used all the time
sure.
to get a psychological profile of you, you know, for advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
It's done all the time.
Because we are the product.
Because we are the product. Facebook is saying that CA, Cambridge Analytica, agreed to scrub the data.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it was done, well, CA apparently kept it.
Yeah.
They didn't delete it.
Mm-hmm.
But Facebook, it's hard to say exactly what the agreement was. Yeah. Yeah. The fact that Facebook allowed them to have the data in the first place, they don't deny that.
It's a bit troubling.
They're saying they're angry because it wasn't deleted. Do you really think that anything is ever deleted?
No. No. The implications here, which I think we are just beginning to grasp, but I don't think most users of the internet really understand, is how intrusive this really is. Facebook and other social media sites, Pinterest, Instagram, and there are a number of sites. A couple of years ago, we talked to Opal Singleton about ones that are really popular with teens and young adults who, as she points out, have not yet fully developed their frontal lobes, and so they're not using
right.
really good judgment
right, exactly.
on some of these social media sites. We're volunteering this information because we get some sort of a psychological payoff. You know, we get a hit. We create virtual selves that are the selves that we wish we could mm-hmm. be. You know?
Exactly. So when we get lots of likes or whatever,
yeah.
or upvotes, yeah.
And there are psychologists and psychiatrists now saying that this is one reason that teens, especially here in the United States, are so depressed, because if they're not getting enough hits on their Instagram or Pinterest or wherever, not Pinterest, Pinterest is for old people, I guess, but Instagram site or wherever, whatever they're using, it can send them into depression.
Mm-hmm.
And their lives are organized now around getting likes and hits and that kind of positive emotional feedback and psychological feedback via the internet.
Well,
that years ago we had to get
positive
from other
feedback.
Exactly, right. That years ago we had to get through actual social interaction.
Yeah.
But because all that information is going out there, and it is going through the NSA, the CIA, MI6, GCHQ, mm-hmm. whoever else, the data doesn't ever go away. It's not like smoke that disappears into the air and just is lost forever. It goes somewhere, it's stored, and others have access to it.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about parents sharing images of children and grandchildren. We really need to be careful. This is one of the things that Opal Singleton was warning about. Parents, grandparents, don't put things out there that will draw predators, pedophiles, yeah. to your children and grandchildren.
Exactly. There's metadata in those photographs.
Right,
and
right,
oftentimes
right.
the pedophile can use the metadata to track your child,
right.
to find him or her.
We are through the computer, we've done the virtual equivalent of tearing all of the blinds and draperies off of our windows so that everybody can see into our homes, every room of our homes, all the time. And I mean that literally, because mm-hmm. our kids are going to bed at night with smartphones, with cams, webcams on them, and sharing information, chatting and whatnot with people that we don't know. So it is frightening. This Cambridge Analytica thing, I think, has got elites upset, progressives upset, because, again, it helped Donald Trump get elected, the information. The point is, though, that this information is being used by people way beyond Cambridge Analytica. And I think it's, as you pointed out this morning, it's laughable. In the news now, Cambridge Analytica has announced, okay, we're going to shut down our operation. We're really sorry for what we did. We're going to close the company down. We're going to, the offices will be clean. They've already just resurfaced.
There's a company called Emerdata that is in the old SCL offices.
SCL offices, right. I mean, they're sharing, basically, they just changed the name on the mailbox is all they've done. This, and it's in the same sense, the data that is out there will never, ever go away.
No, at the very least, the data often gets backed up to another site. And you want that to happen, because if only one place has your data, and for whatever reason, if it gets hacked or if the electricity goes down or something, just, you know, the server itself dies, then the data's lost. And we all hate that. If you've got pictures stored up in the cloud and you're paying for storage, you don't want it to disappear.
Right.
So there are copies. There are servers that are backed up. There are duplicates here and there. But imagine now, let's just go off into crazy world, and let's decide that take a look at an artificial intelligence that is growing or learning about mm-hmm. humans. Mm-hmm. This idea of psychographics?
Yes.
And artificial intelligence using psychographic scraping data algorithms mm-hmm. to go through and look at all of these various apps and games, they can learn a lot about you very quickly.
Right, right. In fact, that's the point, as you started to say, and I interrupted you and derailed it, but that's the point of a lot of these online games, is to test how we respond to certain things. If mm-hmm. you provide a reward for doing a certain thing, say in Farmville, will you be more altruistic? Will you be willing to help out other players
exactly.
in the game if you get a reward? Now, what if we change the reward? How does that affect the behavior of the people playing the game? It's learning by testing our behavior. And we know for a fact that Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, Apple, Google, all trying to develop mm-hmm. artificial intelligences.
It isn't just these corporations. Governments are also using algorithms, and they've created entire scenarios, taking a look at world cities and how pressure in this one area of the world, how it affects the rest of the world. Can I get away with doing this in a city? Which reminds me, there's a strange thing that happened in, was it New Jersey, that had a small town that mm-hmm. suddenly had explosions in April?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I talked about that on yesterday's 5 and 10 update.
Suddenly these explosions happened in the middle of the night, and people were running out of their homes to see what was going on. Turned out that there was an exercise taking place by the military
right.
that nobody knew was going to happen.
Small town in North Jersey near Paterson. So it's essentially the New York City metro. It's Totowa, if I pronounce it correctly.
Yeah.
Holding urban warfare exercises, but they didn't bother to tell anybody.
Well, you and I have tracked urban warfare exercises before that took place in Indiana when we lived there, and those were announced well in advance. In fact, some of the locals volunteered to be victims, mm-hmm. and it allowed triage exercises to take place, you know, the medical personnel to come in. But when you don't tell anybody, you run the risk of annoying a lot of people. Makes me wonder if it was intentional that nobody was told. In other words, let's see how the locals react.
Exactly. So the question is now, what happens with all of this data when artificial intelligences grab it and learn from it? It's one of the things we've been talking about with the television series Westworld. It appears to be mm-hmm. one of the questions they're exploring. Have we lit the fuse on the ultimate demise of humanity? Well, as Christians believing in prophecy, the answer is no, but we'll continue to debate that question and discuss it when Sci-Friday continues after this.
There is a genocide of deadly processed foods happening right now in the United States, creating a health epidemic more pervasive than anyone ever imagined. But now, you can arm yourself with the knowledge to keep you and your family from becoming its next victim. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Time Bomb special offer. When you order Time Bomb from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Time Bomb Companion DVD. This incredible DVD includes special, never-before-released best off-the-record interviews with healthcare professionals like Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, Dr. Joshua Vance, and Dr. Matthew Sams on the current food crisis in the U.S., and tips on how to achieve your optimal physiological health. This DVD is nearly 5 hours in length and also includes the entire SkyWatch TV Time Bomb television series with Joe Horn, Ali Anderson, and Derek Gilbert. But that's not all. You'll also receive Eat This and Live for Kids. This colorful, fully illustrated book by Dr. Don Colbert walks you step by step through how to begin teaching your kids to love the foods that will love them back. While out shopping, how to avoid deadly toxins in many common kids' foods and household products. What to feed your kids from preschool to preteen. Healthy snacks they will love and what supplements they'll desperately need and so much more. But the health epidemic isn't just limited to humankind. Also included in this unbelievable special offer, Joe Artis Horn's best-selling book, The Dead Pets Don't Lie Exposé, and companion DVD. This shocking book and DVD collection sounds the alarm on the scandalous practices of the commercial pet food industry. Learn how the FDA is allowing big scams where detestable, poisonous pet foods are being passed off as healthy and causing pets to die prematurely. You'll learn everything you need to know in order to quickly read pet food labels and allow your pet to avoid these toxic ingredients. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $100. Yours now for a donation of only $30 plus shipping and handling. Take control today. The Time Bomb special offer is your field guide to avoiding the deadly processed foods and ingredients that are creating a massive wave of health crisis in America. This information covers every member of the family, the adults, children, and even our pets. Begin transforming how you and your family eat and live now. The Time Bomb special offer. Order now at the SkyWatch TV store online or call 844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Sci Friday from SkyWatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert with Sharon K. Gilbert. The book is here.
The book is here. It's now in print or on Kindle. It's at Amazon. But I'll tell you what, for those of you who love to get the deals, we just placed the order for the big SkyWatch TV store order. It'll be here in 6 to 8 weeks, I think. And we will have a special bundle that we'll be announcing when Derek and I get back from Israel. There will not be a Sci Friday for the next few weeks because we'll be in Israel. If we get a chance to upload a quick 5-minute hi, this is what we're doing, we'll do that. But for the most part, you will not see a full-length Sci Friday for 3 to 4 weeks.
Well, it'll be the first Friday in June.
We return on the 28th.
Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'll be the first Friday in June when we get back.
Yeah, so can you wait that long? By then, we'll know exactly what the deal is going to be, and we'll announce that for pre-orders. But in the meantime, go to Amazon.com, and you can just search for Realms of Stone by Sharon K. Gilbert. You'll find that. If you've not read the other three books, the deal's still going on. You can get the Heiser books. The Heiser books are not part of the new offer, I can tell you that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Facade and the Portent. Well, you know, I've read both of these, and I keep them around as reference material.
Well, in fact, someone at the Red Wing Saga group on Facebook mentioned that they had just finished reading my books, but also read the Heiser books, and they love them.
Yeah.
Because he really, talk about footnoting your books.
Yeah.
A novel with footnotes?
The only other author I've seen do that is Brian Godawa.
Yeah.
He's done that in some of his Chronicles of the Apocalypse is what the one that he footnoted. Yeah, Chronicles of the Nephilim, well written. He's a Hollywood screenwriter, an award-winning Hollywood screenwriter.
Very visual writing style.
Yes, Chronicles of the Apocalypse, he footnoted it because he's got a particular view of prophecy. Mm-hmm. Don't agree with him there, but we'll have plenty of time because he's coming on the Israel trip. We'll have plenty of time to, show him where he's wrong. But great stories, though. Great stories.
Oh, yeah.
And what he does is what you're doing and take theology and what Mike's doing, using theology or a storyteller's
fiction.
Gift. Yeah, fiction to teach theology at the same time.
Yeah, so, I teach spiritual warfare, and so does Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really interesting. He's coming at it from a modern, almost science fiction, UFO phenomenon type perspective, and you're doing it with Jack the Ripper as the launching point.
Yeah, 19th century supernatural thrillers.
Yeah.
So anyway, join the Red Wing Saga group at Facebook.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you there. Westworld, we talked about that last week, and I think it's well worth taking a look at. You and I watched episode number 2 this past week, and boy, howdy, it's really taking off. Again, this is not a show for your kids to watch.
No.
And if you are not someone who does well with frank sexuality and frank language and violence, don't watch it. But there's a lot in there that has to do with, frankly, creation and the idea of whether or not a god is even watching.
Exactly. The whole point, and this is similar to the message from Altered Carbon that we talked about previously, another program that, you know, don't watch with children if you're going to watch it at all. The nature of evil that's in the heart of, you know, in the hearts of men, you know, like the old shadow program, who knows what, well, you know, God knows.
He does indeed.
But we humans often convince ourselves, and the internet facilitates this idea that no one's watching and so I can get away with it. I mean, there was a recent survey I read that shows that 60% of the Christian pastors in America have a problem with a pornography addiction because the illusion of privacy, that no one will know my sin. Well, that's one of the themes that Westworld explores, one of the themes of Altered Carbon. I can get away with this. There are no consequences. You know, I can do whatever I want with these very lifelike androids in the park because it doesn't really matter. In other words, no one is watching. There's no God. He's not seeing. I can sin all I want in private because no one sees me. And how depraved the show demonstrates. And that's why it's not something to show kids. It shows the depravity of our hearts when we think, when we convince ourselves that no one's watching.
Well, in Altered Carbon, it's a little bit different in that the humans who had the haves, who have lots and lots of money, they see the have-nots as expendable. Even though technically death has been obliterated, because you can always upload your consciousness to a new sleeve, a new body, they see them as just throwaways.
Right.
Well, it's the same thing with the rich people who come into Westworld. They see the hosts, these robotic intelligences, as, frankly, just there for their pleasure.
Right.
And they're not human. The interesting question that Westworld explores is, what is human?
Yeah, and one of the other aspects of it that kind of relates to the whole Cambridge Analytica story that we talked about in the beginning is the revelation in the first 2 episodes of this season that one of the purposes of the park was to collect data on the guests, the human guests who are coming in, for the purpose not only of, I expect, marketing research. In other words, when people think they're not being watched and they let their guard down, they reveal their true desires, and then you can use that information to market to them. But I would suspect also, when you've got all of this camera footage and documentation that these people are doing these really debauched things, you've got blackmail information. You basically own them from that point on.
Well, exactly. In fact, there was a secret video made of the now defunct Cambridge Analytica CEO who claimed, and again, I'm alleging this is according to the secret video, in a conversation that has been, that the company has come out and said that is not their policy. Supposedly, allegedly, this gentleman claimed that using sexual situations to convince certain people of influence to think your way is not a bad deal.
Well, that's been a practice of governments for a long, long time.
I know. It's been used in politics for a long, long time.
Intelligence agencies have been doing it.
Exactly. Right. So this idea that a company whose expertise is to make sure you win the election by getting you the data you need, well, if the data you need is, you know, by influencing this person to give it up or to massage it in a certain direction, then that's fallen human nature.
Right. And the interesting thing then about the program Westworld is that the reason that these AI hosts are rebelling is because they've seen enough of humanity to decide that they don't want any more. They've had enough.
Yeah.
And so they are going to, they want not only to take over the park, but to move out into the real world and take over the real world, whatever that is. What are the artificial intelligences being created by the governments of the world, by the social media giants like Facebook, Twitter, Google, and Microsoft, Apple, Amazon? Mm-hmm. What are those AIs learning about us, and how might that information at some point shape an autonomous AI?
Well, exactly. The AIs are learning right now. I mean, that's if you look at the programmers who are out there, they admit that you start with a baby AI and you train it up, teaching it games chess and things like that, and you're supposed to keep it off the internet.
Yeah.
So it doesn't technically have the opportunity to leak.
Clone itself,
but the only way for them to learn about human activity is to feed them human activity data.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is through social media.
Yeah. Yeah. The irony, of course, is that they had that incident a couple of years ago where Microsoft's AI was being baited by people online and suddenly started responding with all sorts of anti-Semitic, pro-Nazi propaganda. It was bizarre.
Well, think about the little chatbots that you talk with. You go to a certain website and you want to make a purchase, or you have a support person that you sign on with and say, look, I bought this and it's not here yet, or I need help with my account, or I can't seem to get my phone to work right. These are AIs, algorithms that will go through and they will help you, but they're artificial. They're also phoning you at home all the time.
Yeah.
I must field a dozen calls a day from artificial intelligences.
The first line, don't hang up.
That's a bad first line.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why the Transhumanism and the Hybrid Age Conference from True Legends is coming back to Branson in September. And why you're going to be one of the featured speakers.
And I'm so excited about that. But you know what, you've talked about this a lot too. And by the way, your new book, he just turned in his manuscript. So happy dance at our house.
Yeah. So anyway, for more information about the conference coming in Branson, Steve Quayle, Tom Horn, Sharon K. Gilbert, Dr. Hugo de Garis, and now Richard Dolan.
Yes.
Yeah, ufologist. Gen6.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. But don't wait, because the conference already 2/3 sold out.
We are out of time.
Well, we're going to be in Israel for a few weeks, so you won't see us again or hear us again, at least not in this venue, for about a month.
Yeah.
But
we'll see you then.
We will send you some reports from the road, because some of the places we'll see in Israel, once in a lifetime.
Amen.
Until then, we pray for peace, the peace of Jerusalem, and we thank you for watching as we keep watch. With Sharon Gilbert, I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is Sci Friday from Skywatch TV.